The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. So this Holy Trinity Sunday, we hear a witness of God as Father, Creator, in the first reading, and as Son in the Gospel reading. This first creation story in Genesis is beautiful and poetic, and I think that came out with it being read the way it was. It's considered the liturgical creation story. That is, it was written to be used in worship for worshipers. The Jewish people at that time were familiar with other tribes' creation stories, which, by the way, were written on clay tablets and are on display in various museums such as the Louvre and the British Museum. These neighboring creation stories were populated with many gods battling for the number one spot to be God. And along the way, these other creation stories, the gods created beasts and strong winds and tornadoes to slay each other with, and then even used the bodies of the other dead gods as the source for sky and land in one of the creation stories. So you see how much of a stark contrast this creation story is. The God of the Jews is one God from the beginning, one authority, and creation is brought into being by word instead of combat. Instead of competing with and killing other gods, the Jewish people's God's nature, very nature, was to work in community with a divine council. Let us create humankind in our image. And finally, there was the desire for even more community from this God, humankind, who were made not as minions, but in the very image of this gracious God. As beautiful as it is, this creation story isn't worth much as mere history, as a history story, or even as a beautiful story, without a confession of how I'm connected to it in the moment in which I'm hearing it. See, listen. I need a hymnal. I obviously did not drink enough coffee this morning. Listen to the description of Luther for the first article of the Apostles' Creed in the Small Catechism, which is, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth." What is this? "I believe that God has created me, together with all that exists. God has given me and still preserves my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all limbs and sense, reason, and all mental faculty. In addition, God daily and abundantly provides shoes and clothing, food and drink, house and farm, spouse and children, fields, livestock, and all property, along with all the necessities and nourishment for this body and life. God protects me against all danger and shields and preserves me from all evil. All this is done out of pure fatherly and divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness of mine at all. For all of this, I owe it to God to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Thank you, Dave. That's the purpose of the creation story, that we would experience God as trustworthy, divine, good, merciful Father for me, and to experience God as continuing to create through me and this world, to provide and to protect. Not only believers, but all of humanity, humankind. Then, why, you might wonder, isn't everybody protected? Well, the one thing missing from this creation story that's addressed in the second creation story with Adam and Eve is the brokenness of this world and human self-centeredness, sinfulness. But we do hear of the brokenness in the world and in us in the gospel reading. It's there, behind the scenes. Because after all, the Jesus whom the disciples meet in Galilee had been executed. Humankind killed him because he got in the way of our religion. Namely, he didn't support our religious agendas, be they liberal or conservative. And we, humans, don't like not being in control of religion or in control of God. The disciples even had abandoned him to execution in order to save their own necks. It's that crucified one and risen Christ that meets them in Galilee. A Christ who has victory over the grave through resurrection and at the end of the age over evil itself. Until then, this crucified and risen Christ has been given all authority in heaven and on earth. All authority. In other words, the one who was willing to be executed by us, the one who unconditionally forgives humankind, that one has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, which is obviously still very broken and will continue to be very broken until the end. I don't have to tell you this. We experience it by disease, broken, and other life-thwarting mysteries in this world, and through humankind by our ever-present original sin, rebellious self-centeredness, which reveals itself in so many and various ways, hatred and terror and violence and ridicule, and all that damages and diminishes God's creation, including humankind as God's creation. In the face of all of this brokenness, Jesus gives us this amazing promise in Matthew. Jesus promises us, promises you, that he has all authority, not all of the brokenness. In the face of terrorism, in our powerlessness, and the worry of not knowing when or where it will strike next, know that Jesus has been given all authority. In the face of disease and death, Jesus has all of the authority. In the face of our own sin, the one we killed has all authority. This is the one who continues to forgive us today through the word and at the meal, claim us as his disciples, and in whose name we baptize, and who himself is the good news that we share with others who so need to hear such good news. This is the one we obey, who was executed for me and for all humankind and for you, so that I might really be able to, not even able to, so that I might trust God, because I can't. And the one who has all authority on heaven and earth promises to be with us until the end of the age, the final day, at which time there will be the complete victory over evil and our sin and death. Until then, the grace of this crucified and risen Lord, the love of our Creator God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit who draws us to Christ be with you all. Amen.